Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Chapter in the saga over appointing a new St. Louis County prosecutor.
Yeah, you'll remember the current prosecutor, Wesley Bell. He heads to Washington in just a few weeks after winning Missouri's first congressional district seat by voters in November. But now there's a battle heading to the courts for who appoints his replacement between County Executive Sam Page and Missouri Governor Mike Parson to make that decision.
And that's not all, because in addition to a dispute with the governor, Sam Page is now in a dispute with county council. We've got County Councilman Mark Harder from District 7. I got him out of bed this morning early just to do this interview. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Kim. How you doing? I'm glad you guys were able to get me in on today's show. But this has been a crazy bunch of days. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
When we think things are going to get straightened out, we just get sucked back into these things.
So tell me the dispute right now. I saw a little bit of the story there on Channel 4, and you had mentioned to me that you got Shalonda Webb, who's a Democrat, who's also pushing back on the fact that Sam Page has already put in office space, right, for Court Van Osteren to basically assume his job duties without ever asking what the council thought about it.
Right. So that's been reported that they've given him space over in the public in the prosecuting attorney's office. And, he's showing up in a transition mode, and that's in air quotes. We're going to look into this, see if he's even being paid or if he has a security badge or not. I mean, this whole thing has just gotten out of hand. And we found out about this last night just before our meeting. And we decided to take that opportunity to blast the county executive at the meeting about this crazy decision to appoint somebody when he has no authority to do that. We don't even have a vacancy. I mean, Wesley Bell's still the prosecuting attorney. So until he resigns, we don't even have a vacancy. And at time of vacancy, then we can start vetting a new prosecuting attorney. But until then, everything should be business as usual. And it's not in St. Louis County.
That was my question. Was it sounds like Page wants to have you guys confirm Van Osteren now so he can begin as kind of his interim. What would the typical timeline be that right after Bell resigns, that basically that next county council meeting, you guys would be discussing this and potentially confirming the pick? Or how is this going to go down? Because the governor now is arguing, no, I have the authority to make this pick.
Right. So, once there's a vacancy, our charter is very specific on how this works. When there's a vacancy, then we will discuss and have a meeting, and it will be a public meeting so that all can hear and the media can hear of our vetting of any candidate, whether it's this candidate or anybody else. And then we will vote on who we think would be the best fit for this position. And until there's a vacancy, none of that process can start, but the county executive has chosen to put the cart before the horse and jumpstart this whole process when he doesn't have the authority to do that. So he's just made it very complicated, and it's going to probably involve the council going to court against the county executive on procedural issues when it comes to this. So, we voted in November to hire give the council the ability to hire an attorney. Well, this is the kind of stuff that we run into every day, and a lot of people out there don't understand what we run into when we're trying to go after somebody like this and change a situation like this. So now we have the authority to hire our own attorney, and we'll have to do that and spend money that we don't need to spend and we don't have to spend to fight this when he could have just, laid low and been patient, and we would have gotten to this whole process in a couple weeks.
Yep.
But he decided to stir this up today.
County Councilman Mark Harder with us this morning from District 7. And, I have to ask, Mark, What's your position on whether Sam Page and the council or Governor Parson have the authority here?
Well, our charter is very specific on how this works, and it's in Section 5.05, I believe. And it says exactly how this happens. Now, the thing is, it's been in our charter since the 70s on how this works. I tend to disagree with the governor on this because we have some certain rights as one of the five charter counties in the state that we can, make our own rules when it comes to this kind of thing. And it's been like this way at least since the 70s. So, but this is the first time it's been tested. And so there, it's going to be up to interpretation, and this whole thing will go before a judge at some point in time, most likely. That will be the biggest delay if Page is trying to push this through fast. That's going to be the biggest delay is going to court over the issue between Page and the governor and now the council and Page. So it's probably going to be some kind of three-way hearing.
It would strike me that Mr. Van Ostrand might have resigned his other job a little preemptively, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've said that before. I mean, it was very presumptuous of him to do that, and he's played this out as well and has been complicit in this whole thing and has decided and has told people in the media and otherwise that he's the person, and it's just, formality kind of thing. And this is more than a formality. This is one of the most important jobs in the region, and we've got to do it right, and we've got to make sure we've got somebody that has the ability to prosecute crime, violent crime, especially in our community, and to make sure that that we have a safe place to live. And unfortunately, we've had a prosecuting attorney that has done otherwise, and we need to clean the slate here and start over with somebody that actually prosecutes crime in St. Louis County.
Well, Mark Carter, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, talk to you soon. Good to get Mark on this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.